Hello, friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We're so glad that you've joined us today. We've got good news to bring you from the Word of God in a bad news world. I don't have to elaborate very much or tell you any more than I have said about what the headlines read, the periodicals read, the news broadcasts have to say. We're living in the perilous time that the Bible said would occur in the last days. In the last days, the Scriptures declare perilous times would come. And it lists all of the reasons for the kind of world that we're living in right now, with the kind of trouble that is global, not just unique to a nation, but is global. And every nation is experiencing the pressure and the pain of the last days. Friend of mine, I want you to know there's hope in Jesus Christ today. There's victory in Jesus Christ today. Jesus is not only coming soon, He promised to be with us right here, right now. And to take us through these troublesome waters and these troublesome times. Amen. I used to love that great old gospel song that said, Jesus, take a hold and lead us through. And He's willing, ready, and able to do just that in your life and mine today. So please stay tuned for an encouraging broadcast, some good news to a bad news world. That is not our sermon title, but it is similar. We're going to be talking today in this sermon and this teaching about being in it to win it. In it to win it. Winning the race, receiving the crown. And there, we're going to, throughout this study, find some holy incentives to run full out for Jesus in a day when the culture is running from God instead of toward Him. I saw a book titled years ago, and I didn't buy the book, and I regret that I didn't, because I believe, because of the title, I was so intrigued and interested. But the title in a Christian bookstore, don't know if it's in print. You might let me know if you have it or you know if it's still in print after all of those years. But the title was An Upstream Christian in a Downstream World. And that's exactly what we are. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you're an upstream Christian in a downstream world. And we need that incentive that Paul had to press toward the mark, to strain forward, amen, in spite of all of the opposition and all of the pressure. We need this attitude of a victory in our heart, and we need this help from the Lord not to become discouraged and not to become battle-weary and battle-fatigued until we are at the point and place where we are about to give in, and worse, even worse, to give up. This is an important message that Paul has given us in the Word of God, especially in our day. It was tough in his day, and his day is not falling into that category of the last days that our day falls into. And so we want to make you very, very aware that there is a danger, not to make us fearful, but to cause us to be sober and to be vigilant. There is a danger of just being worn down by the pressure and the wind that is against us. You have to be against the wind. You have to be against the current. You have to go counterculture now to follow Jesus Christ. But one thing is for sure, the true followers of Jesus is going to emerge in spite of all this pressure. And because of all this pressure, they are going to rise up and stand true and stand strong. You know, there's a jazz song that comes out of New Orleans, a jazz culture that takes that Christian song of when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. And friend of mine, I am absolutely committed to be part of that number that even in these last days, amen, stays true to Jesus Christ and follows Him through this fallen world to the world to come in great victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you're not a Christian today, please stay tuned to this broadcast because we want you to share with us the hope that we have in Christ. Amen. We want you to find the peace, the joy, the courage, the strength, the hope that you need, amen, to keep on keeping on in spite of all the pain and heartache and heartbreak that a fallen world can bring. Amen. So get ready to go with us on this journey. Our text is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. I want to make this statement before we read. In Africa, last night, a lion and a gazelle went to sleep. At sunrise, the gazelle must awake ready to run, full out. If he doesn't, he's going to be a meal for the lion. The lion must awake ready to run, full out, or else he will starve to death. So when the sun rises in Africa, whether you're a lion or a gazelle, you got to wake up ready to run. That's what we're about to read about in 1 Corinthians. Not lions and gazelles, but in the Christian community, in the body of Christ, Paul is going to challenge us to run full out for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. So that we live our life day by day. Every morning that we wake up, I mean, sometimes I wake up and in my physical life and even my circumstances, I don't know if you've ever heard the term jerk through a knothole backwards, but I've experienced what that term is trying to describe. There are times in my life, amen, that I have went through some tough stuff, and I know that in this world you shall have tribulation. I am tribulating a lot of times, hallelujah, but I can tell you this, I have an attitude of heart, amen, to run with patience this race that is set before me. I'm in it to win it. I didn't get in this thing to be worn down, to give up and throw in the towel. I got in this fight to win it, friend. And I've been in this fight for a long time, and I'm not going to tell you that I haven't been deeply discouraged. I am going to tell you that my Savior and my best friend Jesus has kept His promise to never leave me and never forsake me. Amen. But I have to put my hand in the hand that is reaching down to me. When I am at my deepest and darkest times of my life, by faith I have to lift my hand to the hand of the man from Galilee. And I'm going to tell you, he will pull you out. He will pull me out. We just can't allow discouragement and weariness to wear us down to the point that we're not running this race that God has set before us. Hallelujah. Let's read this scripture together. And as I said, if you're not a Christian, please, let us share with you the hope that we have. Let us show you where we find the courage to have hope in a time like this, regardless of your immediate circumstance. I want you to know that God loves you, and God has a plan and a purpose for your life. And today you can discover it in His Word. So stay with us for just a little while. Would you do that? 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 through 27. Paul says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run, that you might obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Friend, I want you to know whether you are just a church member or whether you are a church leader, in effect a pastor, a Sunday school teacher, a Bible teacher, a scholar, a professor in a Bible college, everyone is in danger of becoming weary in well-doing. Everyone can become spiritually fatigued and begin to let the current of this world pull us back instead of going against that current and making progress and following Jesus full out. It is so important that we get the message that Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, was bringing to that first generation of Christian believers. And oh, how much that we need this now in the 21st century, in this time that prophetically can be designated as the last of the last days. In the last days, the scriptures declare, perilous times will come. And it goes on to tell why, what will happen to men and women that will cause the world to be in the condition that it's in. And Bible scholars tell us that these scriptures about the last day conditions indicate a reducing of the strength, a wearing down of the strength. And there's so many people becoming weary in well-doing. I was reading statistics just last night about Christian leaders, pastors in particular. 1,700 pastors will leave the ministry in America this year. Before this year finishes, 1,700 will throw in the towel. And I know people are saying, well, some of them were not called. I understand that. This number is too big to ignore, that so many are becoming weary in well-doing. There are Christians that are going to quit going to church this year, that are going to give up on God in areas of their life that they need His help so desperately, because they literally have lost the heart and the strength through that loss of heart, a loss of strength to fight any longer. And they just capitulate and give in. You know, the scripture said of that danger, how we're to encourage one another. It said that we're to lift up the hands that hang down, to strengthen the feeble knee, lest someone be turned out of the way. Paul, with all of his credentials and spiritual experiences, he said, I've got to watch myself in this area, lest after having preached to others, I myself become a castaway. If Paul had to watch himself, I need to watch myself. And friend, you need to watch yourself today. Amen. We need the encouragement that God's Word gives us. So Paul uses the analogy of a race to impress upon Christians the importance of our commitment to our Christian walk and to the reward that awaits those who persevere. Paul likened our Christian life to a race that we must run and finish in order to be victorious. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 3, listen to what he says. Wherefore, seeing that we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That word patience there literally means perseverance. In other words, let us keep on keeping on. Looking, he said unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such a contradiction of sinners against himself, lest, listen, you be wearied and faint in your own mind. Ah, friend, how God wants to encourage his people today to keep on keeping on, to press against the wind, to be counterculture, to live our life in distinct contrast to the pull and the flow of the world about us, literally not to just go with the flow. That's the easy way. And if you're looking for the easy way, it's not this way. This way requires a real commitment, but it rewards with real blessings. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is not a corruptible crown that we are seeking that is going to pass away. This is an incorruptible crown. Praise God. The reward for following Jesus is eternal, everlasting, age without end. And they, speaking of those who are literally competing in something like the Olympics or some other competitive sport, they're doing it for the immediate glory and the monetary gain. We're doing it for eternal glory. Hallelujah. Literally for the glory of God. Amen. And for the gain of all of that He has promised to give us who overcome. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I love the way the Bible encourages us to run with patience the race that is set before us. You know, everything's not sin. Everything's not sinful. For a Christian, Paul said, all things are lawful for me under this wonderful mercy and grace of God, but everything's not good for me. All things are not expedient for me. And I believe we need in the Church of Jesus Christ today, I know I need in my own personal life as a Christian leader, you know what I need? I need to understand if there's something holding me back, something holding me down, something weighing me down and keeping me from running with perseverance, with commitment and enthusiasm and excitement to this race that is set before me. I need to be willing to lay it aside, not because it has been designated a sin, but because it is in my way. And if it's in my way from running, it's in God's way from taking me where He wants me to be. And I want it out of the way. Praise God. I want to be able to run full out for the Lord. Paul had a resolve to run. He had a desire that sustained him. And he encourages and challenges us to be like-minded. Let's read this out of Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 through 15. Before we read this, I want to make a quote to you from Dr. Eric Heave of Cornell University. This is his quote. He observed this and he wrote it down. He said, from the moment people decided to concentrate all their energies on a specific objective, they surmounted the most difficult odds. And then he went on to say, the establishment of a goal is the key to successful living. And I might add to that, the establishment of a goal and committing ourselves to it is the key to successful living. Amen. Paul had a goal and he committed himself to it. And here it is in Philippians 3, 13 through 15. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth to the things that are before. I press. That means literally in the Greek to strain forward. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect or complete, be thus minded. And if in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this to you. You know, even while I'm ministering here today, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, if there is a sin or a weight in my way, something between me and you and you and me, something that is inhibiting my enthusiasm, my zeal, my commitment, my running of this race, Lord, I want it dealt with. I want the joy of that set before me, like the joy that was set before Jesus. You know, little things begin to get me down, and I realize that I'm out of spiritual shape. There are athletes that are living on a disciplined life, a regimen, because they're in it to win it. They're seriously committed to what their goal is, and they're doing what's necessary for their body and mind so that they can compete effectively. And friend of mine, if they do it, Paul said, for a corruptible crown, what an incentive we ought to have, because the crown that we are seeking to receive is incorruptible. They're doing it for the temporary glory. We're doing it for the eternal glory. They're doing it for just this life, and we're doing it for the world to come. We're doing it to win the victory and bring honor to our King. Hallelujah. And to live in the glorious victory that God has promised us today. We must be motivated to live for Jesus with a new zeal and resolve, a new devotion and determination. Otherwise, every little thing will cause us to become weary, and if not corrected, it will lead to defeat. So many give in and give up, and some even give over to the enemy. Oh, friend, Paul is saying, don't do it. I watch myself, I keep my body, and I bring it under subjection, lest after I have taught others, I myself fall into that trap of discouragement that leads to deceit and defeat. He's literally saying we need a healthy, holy self-watch, not self-condemnation, but a honest-to-goodness concern. When we know that we're losing ground, we need to get a hold of the Word of God once again and recommit ourselves to the goal and the prize that is set before us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If anybody's not got this mind, Paul said, if you be otherwise minded, God will show it to you. Not to point His finger at you, but to reach out His hand to you, to lift you up and encourage you. Praise God. Amen. Folks, these are the last days. The pressure is on. And the pressure is bringing a sifting right now. I believe it with all of my heart. I believe a true church is going to emerge out of this counter, out of this culture, this last day generation. There is a committed, devoted church that's going to arise as the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Listen to what Jeremiah said. He put this question to ancient Israel in Jeremiah 12 and verse 5. It says, if thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? If you in the land of peace wherein thou trustest, they wearied thee, then how wilt thou do in the swelling of Jordan? What are you going to do when Jordan overflows its banks and the flood tides come? You know, when the floods came and Jordan came over the banks, the lions and other predators that went to that river to drink, they were driven inland, and pasture lands that didn't see all of that kind of threat suddenly came under the threat. When waters come flowing from a flood, it can take away even foundations, and then houses fall. Oh, friend of mine, I love the book of Isaiah, amen, where it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. God is not asking that we overcome in and of ourselves. He is asking that we not give up and throw in the towel, because we're giving up on God who promised to see us through, and we just cannot afford to do that. I'm going to make a declaration today without knowing you personally, without knowing your circumstance, irregardless of your circumstance. I want you to know that if you are a Christian, God has promised to never leave you nor forsake you through Jesus Christ. And He's promised a victory to those of us who will simply stay in the race and not look back and not go back. Praise God. If we are easily discouraged and defeated by little things, what will we do when the real challenges come? If we do not slay the lion and the bear, how will we contend with the giants in our lives? Oh, friend, it's time to run full out. The prize is prepared and waiting. The Greek word for crown here in the New Testament is stephanos. It is used 18 times in the New Testament alone. It referred to the victory garland at a race, also to the sovereign crown that the Roman conqueror wore. Hallelujah. Amen. They used to sing that song, amen, about palms of victory. We sung it almost every Palm Sunday. Palms of victory, crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. One of the verses to one of those songs is, I saw the wayward traveler in tattered garments clad, and struggling up the mountain, it seems he was sad. His back was laden heavy, his strength was almost gone. But he shouted as he journeyed, deliverance will come. The next verse is descriptive of many of us. The summer sun was shining, sweat was on his brow. His garments worn and dusty, his step seemed very slow. But he kept pressing onward, for he was wending home, still shouting as he journeyed, deliverance will come. Then palms of victory and crowns of glory, palms of victory I shall wear. And the other great hymn was, when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. We shall wear a bright and shining crown. Ah, friend, what is waiting for you and me at the end of this race is worth running full out to obtain. It's worth the disciplines and devotions necessary to go as an upstream Christian in a downstream world. We can still press forward to the mark for the prize of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And friend of mine, if you don't know Jesus today, everything in the culture is going to pull you in the direction away from Him. But irregardless and irrespective of this fallen world and this culture so influenced by the enemy of your soul, there is a great Savior, and His name is Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit is here to draw you, to pull you toward God. Hallelujah. And if you don't know Jesus and you've been listening to this broadcast, as we as Christians recommit ourselves prayerfully and devotedly to the cause of Jesus Christ and to be ready for His coming, you can come to Jesus right now. And He will commit Himself to you to see you through this fallen world and to give you that crown of life, that crown of glory that we are seeking and following Him to obtain. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know Him today, would you open your heart to Him right now? Would you confess your sins right now and receive Jesus right where you are as your Lord and your personal Savior? If you're willing to do that, God is going to forgive your sin. God is going to take a hold of your life and begin to lead you upward toward His coming kingdom and toward your heavenly home. And if you're a Christian today and you're greatly discouraged, I pray that you will look away from your discouragements, the thing discouraging you, your own weaknesses and failures even. Lay aside every sin and the weight that does so easily beset us and run the race in Jesus' name. We love you. Would you come back next week and let's talk about Jesus. Oh.
To the Lord of hosts, come praise him, praise.